From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. The international agreement on Iran's nuclear program moves forward today with the first meeting of the Joint Commission responsible for monitoring both sides and implementing their parts of the deal. President Obama said Sunday he had ordered his government to start preparing to lift sanctions against Iran. European Union also passed legislation Sunday allowing its members to start looking at ending sanctions. VOA asked University of San Francisco scholar Stephen Zunis how Tehran will react if sanctions are not lifted soon.
Given that the timing was something that was a real sticking point during much of the negotiations, the Iranians, I believe, know what to expect. There may be some quibbling at certain points about what marks the completion of the process, but I don't imagine there'll be any roadblocks or any major misunderstandings.
Iranian officials suggested last week the country could meet its requirements by the end of the year in order to secure lifted sanctions. An Arab man armed with a gun and a knife attacked Israelis at a bus station on Sunday, killing one Israeli soldier, wounding 10 others before police shot him dead. The wave of Palestinian attacks on Israelis began when rumors swept through Palestinian areas that Israel was planning to take over an East Jerusalem holy site sacred to Muslims and Jews. Human Rights Watch called on Ugandan authorities today to stop obstructing peaceful political gatherings. Uganda holding a presidential election next year with campaigning set to begin on November the 9th. Ugandans have cited frequent use of force by police to prevent opposition campaigning. This is VOA News.